but you'd put eggs
mm-hmm.
and soda in it,
mm-hmm.
and it would rise a little.
Well, now why do you call it panic bread? Do you know?
Well, because we had a panic during World War One. Times were pretty hard, you know, and we couldn't get any flour. So,
look who's here.
So we, Frank gave it the name panic bread.
What
did you call it? Who's this?
This is my grandbaby.
Hi.
Can't you tell the lady good morning? Well, tell the lady good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell her your name.
The name Heidi Louise.
Heidi Louise.
Heidi Louise. That's a pretty name.
Heidi Louise.
That's Mama's out there.
That's Mama over there.
Hi. Hi, Mama.
You'll have to introduce yourself.
See. Oh, yeah, you're telling me about bread that's made out of cornmeal. Have you ever had something that's made up in a sort of a ball, and I think people cook it with turnip greens?
Yes, hush puppy.
Quit, baby, quit.
Now, where on earth do you reckon that come from?
I haven't hush any puppy. Idea. No idea at all. What about corn dumplings or corn dodgers?
Yes, some call them corn dodgers.
Well, now,
that's the same thing as I understand it. The hush puppy and the corn dodgers.
Okay.
You cook them in the pot liquor.
Well, now, what about something that's fried with fish?
Papa.
It's made out of cornmeal.
Papa, I got me a popsicle.
Well, go easy, dog. Well, it's not cooked with the fish.
No, it's fried.
It's fried after you get through with frying the fish.
That's
you
right.
Make these little balls and drop them over in this hot grease.
And
what do you call those? Ain't that a hush puppy,
bud? Okay. So, well, now, the things that are cooked with greens, are those hush puppies, too?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, they call those corn dodgers,
I thought they were hush puppies, too.
No, corn dodgers, that's what
they call
them. Well,
they both cook just alike. Well,
Mama Ville always called them corn dodgers.
The ones that were fried or the ones with the greens?
With the greens.
With the greens.
Mm-hmm. Take up the greens, you know, and have the pot liquor boiling and have this little ball of bread, drop it in there.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it's like it, made up like a hush puppy.
Uh-huh, but just cooked differently.
Uh-huh.
Well,
they cook quick, too, in that hot pot liquor or hot grease. They cook quick.
Uh-huh.
His mother used to make the best ones, first time I ever heard of them.
Well, now, can you think of any other kinds of things that are made out of cornmeal in the kitchen? Besides the bread and the dodgers and the hush puppies?
Crackling bread.
Okay. And how's that made?
It's made from cracklings, which are made from drying up hog fat.
Mm-hmm.
And after you've dried the grease out of them, then you have the cracklings left, and you make that up in corn bread and call it crackling bread.
Okay. Well,
and it is delicious.
Well, now,
with
what's
syrup.
The difference? Oh, with syrup.
Yes, ma'am. Well, some eat it without syrup, but
yeah, I
always
sure
eat it with
good.
Syrup.
What's the difference between cornbread and corn pone?
I wouldn't think there's any difference except the way it's made.
Mm-hmm.
A corn pone is taken in the hand and patted out into a pone and baked in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have one that's poured in a frying pan, and it's just levels out, smooths
mm-hmm.
out.
And that's
and
the,
there's no difference
that's
in
bread.
It. That's there's no difference in it other than the way it's baked and the way it's shaped.
Okay.
Same ingredients.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
I don't know, ma'am. I've never
fashion.
Seen that. Yes, ma'am. I'd have to go back.